You're listening to Edars.com.
بالله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود شریف علیه وسلم تسلیما. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, another name enlisted to the names of the shuhada in Islam, and only those who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are honored with the title to be shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, until Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, and from Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, until now. And so this honor, this badge of honor, shaheed, martyrdom, is only given to those who are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was a true custodian to Masjidul Haram, a sincere custodian of Masjidul Haram. When we look into history, the first construction of the Kaaba was carried out by the Malaika, the angels. The first construction of the Kaaba, major construction. The second construction of the Kaaba was carried out by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And the third construction of the Kaaba was carried out by two great prophets, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. The fourth construction was during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the Quraysh. And the fifth construction of the Kaaba was carried out by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala. And so this man will always be remembered for his service to Masjidul Haram. This legacy will remain with him forever. During the time when Yazid ibn Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an was the Khalifa, and Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an became shaheed, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an openly criticized Yazid, and he aired the voice of dissension openly, and he took sanctuary in the city of Makkah. All of the people of Makkah sided with Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now Yazid, when he found out that Abdullah ibn Zubair will not give bay'ah to him, he appointed Hussein ibn Numair. And he said to Hussein ibn Numair, I want you to capture Abdullah ibn Zubair for me and bring him to me. This is what Yazid ibn Muawiyah said to him. Khair, this was just a few days before the death of Yazid. And so when Hussein ibn Numair, when he got to Makkah Mukarramah, only for a few days there was some form of confrontation between the people of Makkah and Hussein ibn Numair. the news was given to him that Yazid has died. And so Khair, in preparation of that confrontation that was going to take place with Hussein's army, Hussein ibn Numair's army, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala and his followers, what they did is that they barricaded themselves in Masjidul Haram. In Masjidul Haram. And therefore there were many tents that were pitched up very close to Masjid Haram, to the Kaaba itself. And so all around the Kaaba, you had the followers of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an. They had barricaded themselves in Masjidul Haram just to save themselves from Hussein ibn Numair. Now there were a lot of tents, like you have fire breaking out also when you go for Hajj. Nowadays you have, of course, fireproof tents. But even then, it's difficult to control fire. And so, upon one occasion, one of the tents got burnt, and the winds were very, very strong. And the winds actually carried the flames to the Kiswa of the Kaaba. To the Kiswa of the Kaaba. Now, what is the Kiswa? The Kiswa is the cloth that is put towards the roof section of the Kaaba. And so one of the tents caught fire and the flames touched the Kiswa. And therefore the entire Kiswa got burnt. And it is said that a significant section of the Kaaba was completely damaged. Why? Because the Kaaba at that time that was built by the Quraysh had built the Kaaba in such a way that one layer was of teak wood, then you had stones, and then you had teak wood again, and then you had stones, teak wood and stones. And so on top of that was the Kiswa. And so because of the fire had completely burnt out the teak wood that was there. And so it became very, very frail in its foundation. Scholars have mentioned that even if a bird was to sit towards the top section, the roof section of the Kaaba, they would see stones and pieces of wood just flaking out. And so that was the condition of Khana-e-Kaaba at that time when Hussein ibn Numair had besieged the city of Makkah Mukarrama, and Abdullah ibn Zubair and his followers were inside Haram itself, Masjidul Haram. So Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala and at that time consulted the nobles of Makkah Mukarrama, and he said to them that, in my opinion, we should do a complete new construction of the Kaaba. And so what is your opinion? And so many of the nobles who were there, the people of Makkah Mukarrama, they actually opposed this idea of completely giving a new face, a new construction to Kaaba during the time of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair. And one Sahabi who openly was an opponent to this was a Sahabi whose name was Abdullah ibn Abbas. And so Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and refused. And he said to Abdullah ibn Zubair, this is not right. What we have to do is just to repair the damaged part of the Kaaba. And so that would suffice for us. Not the entire Kaaba. Only that section that has been burnt. And Abdullah ibn Abbas gave his reason. He said that I fear that perhaps the Kaaba will become an object of toy for many of the kings that will come later on. So every time a new king will come, he'll decide that let me serve the Kaaba and have my name, that I have also provided assistance to the construction of the Kaaba, and he will want to give the Kaaba some form of a construction, major or minor. And so all the time you will find that the Kaaba will change. And so that would be incorrect. He said this is against the taqwa. And so Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala looked at Abdullah ibn Abbas and said to him that, tell me, if your house was burnt and damaged like how the Kaaba is damaged, what would you do? Would you simply just repair it, or would you want an entire new construction to your house? And so all of them said that, no, Hazrat, in that case we would want a complete new house. So he said that the house of Allah is more worthy than your homes. The house of Allah is more worthy than your homes. And so he said that my intention is that we should reconstruct. We should reconstruct the Kaaba in its foundation, of course, but to the liking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, this was the difference, and that is why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an is remembered for. That he actually reconstructed the Kaaba, the cube, to the liking of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Exactly how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted the Kaaba to look like. And so if we look at the ahadith, once Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, why have the Quraysh built the Kaaba in such a way that the door is to the upper level? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Aisha, this is the doing of your people, as in Quraysh. This is how they would say, that this is the doing of your people, the Quraysh. What they would do, that if they would like someone, they would allow him to enter into Kaaba. And if they dislike someone, they would say no to him. They would deprive him from looking into the Kaaba, into the building itself. And so that is how they would control the Quraysh. So if they like someone, you're free to come into the Kaaba. If they didn't like you, then they would reject you. You'd never be allowed to come into the Kaaba. And then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Aisha, if it was not for kufr, disbelief, kufr, that I feared from the people of Quraysh, I would have built the Kaaba again with two doors. One towards the eastern side and one towards the western side. One towards the eastern side and one towards the western side. So from one door people would enter. Of course the tawaf is to go around. But if a person wanted to pray salat inside, it's to enter from one door and to exit from another door. And so this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted. And the door should be placed to the level of the ground. So with all the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, he carried out this noble mission with the people of Makkah, and the Kaaba was again constructed during his khilafat, his period of khilafat, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. MashaAllah, there were two doors, one towards the eastern side and one towards the western side, and again the doors were to the ground level. And he also included the maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, very close to the Kaaba itself. And so this was towards the liking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that at the completion of the Kaaba, all of the people of Makkah went to Tan'im and they put on the ihram. And they did the tawaf of the Kaaba in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the difference. He actually gave a complete new face to the Kaaba, which was what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted. The Quraysh would change a lot of the features of the Kaaba, but he put everything straight according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now imagine Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, and on that day, it is said that he sacrificed 100 badana. 100 badana. Badana in the Arabic language means big animals. So you're talking about cows or camels. So he sacrificed 100 badana to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this khidmat. Subhanallah. And so he was really the true custodian of Masjid al-Haram. And so Abdullah ibn Zubair, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to be a shaheed. But again, when you look at his life, his entire life was to protect Masjid al-Haram, the city of Makkah Mukarramah, and to stand up and to speak the truth in front of the zalimeen, the tyrants that were there. Talking about the Kaaba, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah is also that as we get closer to the day of Qiyamah, one major sign is that the Kaaba will be raised to the floor. One major sign of the day of Qiyamah is also that the Kaaba will be raised completely. The bricks will be dismantled and demolished and it will be raised to the floor. And thereafter, the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah, will come in very quick succession. And this is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one should actually think that if we look at the stories that are mentioned in the books of history, Abdul Muttalib and Abraha, when he came with the intention to destroy the Kaaba with the elephants and the entire army, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil, the people of the elephant were completely destroyed and killed, the entire army was destroyed by Ababil, the birds that were there. And so if Allah can protect the Kaaba during the time of Abdul Muttalib, the Kaaba will always be protected. That is not the case. Why? Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that a man from Abyssinia, Suwayqatayn, what will his name be? Dhus, Suwayqatayn. And this man will be the man, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in fact goes as far as saying, I can actually picture him now dismantling the Kaaba brick by brick, bringing the Kaaba down brick by brick. And in another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that I can see him now, a man who's got a small head and small ears, dark skinned, and he's from Abyssinia. And so he said to the companions, do tawaf of the Kaaba as much as you can before that day comes that you will be deprived from doing the tawaf of Kaaba. That is why scholars have mentioned that in Makkah Sharif, the best act of worship is to do the tawaf of Kaaba. Why? You can read the Quran anywhere in the world, but Kaaba and tawaf is only in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. So the best ibadat for you in the city of Makkah is to do tawaf. And so these are some of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. And this will be much later on. In fact, the time will be such that there will not be a single individual to take the name of Allah. And that is why in the hadith it is mentioned, when there is no one to say Allah, Allah, that is the time Allah will give the command to the angel to blow into the trumpet. So this will be towards the end, that even Kaaba Sharif will be raised to the ground. And so this again is one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. But again, if we look at the hadith, and if we go back to Imam Mahdi, it is mentioned that an army will come with the intention to enter Makkah Sharif and again to demolish the building, Kaaba itself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the earth and this entire army will be swallowed into the earth. And so this hadith is also there. But this hadith is the hadith when Imam Mahdi will come. And Imam Mahdi will come, then thereafter Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will come. But the hadith that we are talking about in regards to this Abyssinian will be towards the very last few days before the day of Qiyamah. It is said that today the tribe of Shayba, the Khandan of Shayba, has the keys to the Kaaba, has the keys to the doors of Kaaba. During the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man whose name was Uthman ibn Talha, ghaliban Uthman ibn Talha, but for sure his first name was Uthman. And what he would do is that they were from the Quraysh and the keepers of the Kaaba. They had the keys. So they would open the doors of the Kaaba on Mondays and Thursdays. On Mondays and Thursdays. For all the people to come and to pray Salah in the Kaaba itself, inside the Kaaba. And so he says that on one occasion, I saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also wanting to enter into the Kaaba. And so what Uthman says, he was not a Muslim, he said that I wanted to annoy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam aliyazu billah, and so I blocked him. Just to annoy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so I blocked him. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a man of sabr, a lot of patience. And so he waited on the side until Uthman says that I had to move out. And so when I moved out, immediately Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came inside. And so when he came inside, Uthman says that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, as in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, started looking at me. He was looking at me directly into the eyes. And he said to me, Uthman, what will happen to you when that day comes when you yourself will have to give me the keys of the Kaaba? What will happen to you when that day comes in the Kaaba? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling him, look at the prophecy, Ajib, that you yourself will have to give me the keys to the Kaaba. And he made a comment that maybe at that time all of the Quraysh people will have been dead. Maybe by then all the Quraysh will be killed. Something to that effect, he said. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you will have to give me the keys. So Uthman says that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me, I knew that he was Sadiqul Amin. We knew that he is Sadiqul Amin, and whatever he says is the truth. And so in a way this opened up the light of Iman in my heart. But it was difficult for me to confess. I was holding the keys of the Kaaba. Too many people, peer pressure, all the elite people were around me. How can I become a Muslim? Khair, much later on, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara. This man, Uthman, actually came with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala to Medina Munawwara, and he embraced Islam with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. And then the day came that all of the Muslims came back to Medina Munawwara. This is Fath Makkah, when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered. And Uthman was there standing. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, open the doors of the Kaaba, open the doors of the Kaaba, and give me the keys. And so Uthman says that Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an was also there. And my fear was that perhaps Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give him the keys. And so when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked me for the keys, I looked at the keys and I looked at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I couldn't give the keys to him. And so for the second time, Allah's Nabi said, Uthman, give me the keys. And I looked down. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the third time, he said, Uthman, give me the keys if you believe in Allah and His Rasul and the last day. And he says, immediately I gave the keys to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said that I believe in Allah and His Rasul and the last day. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went inside the Kaaba. And he said the one ayat of the Quran was revealed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَةِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. This ayat kareema was revealed. Thereafter, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to all of the companions that this key, I am returning it back to Uthman. This key is returned back to Uthman. And Rasul sallallahu, he was a Muslim, remember? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that this key will remain in your family until the day of Qiyamah. Ajib. This key will remain in your family until the day of Qiyamah. And so this khandan is known as the Shaybah khandan. the Shayba Khandan. Because when Uthman died, the man who took the keys was Shayba. And so it is the children of Shayba until today who are holding on to the keys of Kaaba even today. When King Abdullah, he is the man of authority, but whatever his position, the key is with the Khandan of Shayba because of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that these keys will remain with you until the day of Qiyamah. And so it is made as wasiyah to one father, to another child, to his child, and to his child, and these keys are with them. Ajib. And this is again the honor that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to the people who are the khuddams of Haramain al-Sharifain. And so Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an will always be remembered for his service to Masjid al-Haram. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.